The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
And now outdoor summer is what we were promised and told to look forward to. But then the stumbling blocks continued to mount. First was the lack of portaloos and bins. Then there was what can be politely called crowd control issues in South William Street in Dublin and in Salt Hill and other places around the country. And then bars and restaurants warned by the Gardaí that their pub licence does not extend to their outdoor seating, even if it's provided by local councils, meaning they're not legally permitted to serve alcohol in the seats that we've seen springing up all over our towns and cities. But as you heard on the news headlines, we've got some leeway from the acting Justice Minister, Heather Humphreys. Porta Cribben, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, is joining us now. Porta, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, the news that broke over the weekend that Gardaí in Galway were saying to publicans, sorry, you can't serve drink there. What was your reaction to that?
Well, Pat, this didn't break over the weekend. We, as you say, were told to prepare for an outdoor summer. Not alone were we told to prepare for an outdoor summer, both the public and publicans, we were incentivised to do so as publicans by there were grants made available initially for the purchase of outdoor seating, etc., for food food-based pubs, but then that was extended to all pubs. And many councils also facilitated in some of the bigger urban areas by pedestrianising streets, etc. But 12 days ago, actually, we began to detect some straws in the wind. And on Friday of the week before last, I wrote to the minister because I was concerned that some local authorities, or sorry, some Gardaí in local areas were interpreting the situation very differently. And I could foresee what was going to happen on Thursday and did happen on Thursday of last week. And I advised the Department of Justice on Friday of the previous week that they needed to bring forward a statutory instrument under the legislation, under the emergency legislation, to cater for this, to take away any ambiguity, because there's a lot of ambiguity around licensing law. It's not straightforward. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. And in some areas of the country, there were approaches made by Gardaí to licensed premises, advising them of certain situations, and if they arose, that they would take issue. I'm not so sure that actually transpired over the weekend, but the question of discretion is difficult, and I listened this morning to a representative from the GRA basically saying discretion is fine, but we're being told by, essentially what he was saying is we're being told by Phoenix Park, discretion is fine, other things go wrong, and then you're on your own. So it doesn't really work. So as I say, we weren't surprised by what happened on Thursday, Pat. We had written a week earlier to the department looking for clarity to be brought by way of statutory instrument.
Yeah, the idea of discretion. I mean, Gardaí always have discretion, for example, to clear a house that they deem to be disorderly. For example, they can actually go into your pub and tell you to shut it down if someone is deemed to be running a disorderly house. But they rarely invoke that kind of power that they have. And of course, if you do run a disorderly house and then you seek to renew your license, you may well not have it renewed. But this idea that, you know, some guard gets a bit annoyed that someone's legs are sticking out, blocking his way as he patrols and decides to have a go at a publican. Now, I'm not saying it has happened, but that idea of giving them discretion, so if they don't like the cut of your jib, they can tell you to stop serving drinks to people on the pavement. That really is not satisfactory from their point of view or from yours.
Yeah, I don't think that's what's at play here. In fairness to the Gardaí, sometimes they end up in a pretty a situation where they don't want to be. So I think clarity is what is required, and as we spelt that out 10 days ago. Now, I'm glad to hear that the minister this morning has said that she has consulted with the Garda Commissioner, and she has also consulted with the Attorney General, and that the Garda Commissioner has indicated that discretion will be used. We're looking here at a period of time over the summer when people are trying to. There are people who, a small number of people still, who, when the 5th of July comes round, may be anxious about going indoors, so they need to be facilitated. And with social distancing, you know, and businesses that have been closed now for 15 months, they need to use all of the available facilities to try and get back to some level of viability while working within the law.
I can understand, as I said, the Gardaí having discretion, if you like, thrust upon them. Years ago, they used to say about the guards, when you say the drink driving laws, you were stopped by the local Gardaí, not by the traffic corps, the local Gardaí, and they would recognise someone and say, look, give me your keys, you're walking home, sunshine. And they never prosecuted. And people said that was wide open to abuse. We don't want them to have that kind of discretion. And so there is no discretion. Generally, such policing is done by the traffic corps, and they don't care who you are. If you're blown and you're positive, you're done. Giving discretion to Gardaí, it is such an uneven playing field, I would suggest. Maybe they don't want it. They would like clarity.
If you're going to give discretion, you also have to give support. So, you know, there will be the odd time when Gardaí exercise discretion and things go wrong. That's not the time to take it out on the Garda that has actually used that discretion. And I think listening to the Garda Representative Association this morning, that is their fear, that if they use discretion, it's fine until something goes wrong, and then they're on their own and they're subject to either a GSOC investigation or they're subject to disciplinary measures from on high. And I'm not so sure that in some of the stuff that has gone on in the last couple of days, whether we're seeing tensions being played out within the Gardaí or tensions being played out between the Department of Justice and the Gardaí. I mean, the Department of Justice did issue, I suppose you could call them, guidelines on the 28th of May in relation to the outdoor consumption of alcohol, and updated them on the 9th of June. And any reasonable person reading those would say, look, there is discretion going to be used. And that has been used in a lot of places around the country. There have been a couple of instances where indications were that discretion might not be used. And they're the ones that we're concerned about. And just to make it clear, you know, the other thing that Gardaí have been telling us around the country is that since 3 weeks ago, when the outdoor drinking and dining recommenced, the level of public order offences have decreased substantially.
Yeah, I mean, there was all that confusion as to whether takeaway pints were legal or not. We know the rule is you're supposed to, if you're consuming drink, you have to consume it more than 100 metres from the place where you bought it. That was a law or a bylaw that was certainly more followed in the breach than the observance, that's for sure, certainly from looking at it local to my area. But there are other questions here, Portico, and I'm not sure how you are fixed. You know, the insurance issue and public liability and so on. When you are serving people in these new areas, how are you fixed if somebody either deliberately or accidentally trips and falls over?
It's very clear, Pat. I mean, there is a mechanism. It's called a Section 254 licence, which is it's Section 254 under the Planning Act. So if you want to use an outdoor area, as in an outdoor area that's on public property, you've got to apply yep. for the licence. You've got to apply to the council for a Section 254 licence. When you do that, the one thing that every council in the country will ask that you actually provide them with indemnification against any claim. So what a publican will do when he or she applies for that licence, they will advise their insurer, and they will have the insurance policy extended to cover that area. And there's in every case, the council will look for an indemnification up to €6.5 million, and that is in place in anywhere the Section 254 licences are available. And then in the more, let's call them, communal areas that the councils have put in place in the last number of weeks, we've advised all our members to ensure that their insurance company is aware of what they're doing, that they have approval for it under their insurance, so that that does not become an issue either for them or for the council.
Hmm. And are you aware as to whether or not your members generally have applied for these 254 licences? Because, you know, this is all unfolded in a kind of an ad hoc way. Suddenly a bit of pavement is taken from the roadway and you now have a dining area. Do you know whether the councils are kind of insisting on this?
There has been a very, very significant increase in the number of licences, licence applications right across the country for Section 254 licences. We are aware of that. And really, the question that comes back to us day in, day out, week in, week out, for the last number of weeks is the insurance issue that you raised, because it has been raised by the councils, and there has been quite a lot of applications right across the country. And you have to bear in mind that there's quite a lot of outlets that don't have outdoor capacity, don't have outdoor space, and only about 50-55% of outlets are actually open at this point in time.
And News Talk texters asking, are beer gardens illegal as well on the basis of this? I presume, though, if it's in the premises that's owned by the publican, they could always have run a beer garden on their own territory, if you like.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's a thing in licensing law called the red line, which is the area of the premises or the site that is licensed. You know, in most cases, that's the totality of the site owned by the licensee. So that issue generally does not arise.
Now, some of the texts coming in, this is ridiculous. For months they allowed people to drink openly on the streets of Dublin, urinating and defecating, etc., and did nothing. Now, when legitimate businesses are forced to put all of their dining outdoors, they're hitting on the easy targets. It's appalling. Well, of course, the Gardaí have been urged to use discretion in this regard. It just struck me, says another, do you think when indoor pubs open, will publicans charge extra as abroad to sit on the terrace? Or maybe even vice versa. Pay more to drink indoors, particularly when it's raining. Don't know if that would catch on. Roisin says, I don't want to be having my outdoor drink at the discretion of the local Garda. You either can or cannot drink outside the local pub. And final one for the moment. Speaking about an outdoor summer, I walked into Dublin City Centre on Saturday. My God, the state of the place. Since there had been no rain for a while, the footpaths are filthy, full of old spilt beer and who knows what else. There's litter everywhere, increasing now because of tables outdoors. Does anyone really think that outdoor dining is going to take off in Dublin City Centre when it's so filthy? People want a nice, clean environment for dining. This is not it. I won't be going back. It's depressing. That's from Mary. But I have to say, from my observation of Dublin City Centre, it seems to be taking off pretty effectively. I suppose it depends when Mary arrived and the restaurateurs themselves and the publicans are supposed to clean up outside their own doors, and then on the public thoroughfares the council will do it, but I suspect it might be the time of day that Mary observed all of that. Anyway, Páirc Cribben, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.